Just one moment before we go ahead. Is that the sound coming from a cell phone that's starting to go out?
I don't know.
Do others hear that static?
Yes.
Yeah.
Traffic.
No, it's not traffic. It's static, isn't it?
It's kind of electrical.
Static.
Yeah.
It could be.
Could people who are not speaking right now mute to see if we can find out what's causing that? Because it's really very strong here.
There.
Okay, if you're listening while muted, it's ended. So someone who just muted was the culprit here, which is not going to cause a huge fine or anything. But okay. Okay. So Jane has argued against the substitute amendment. Is there further discussion of the substitute amendment that Mary Bird put forward? There's no further discussion that I hear on the Bird substitute amendment. I guess we can go to a vote. First of all, those who are muted will have to come back, because I'm going to ask if there's objection. If you do have objections, you'd have to come back.
But I have an objection, so you can...
Yes, okay. Then there is an objection, so Mary, could you call the roll on your substitute amendment?
I'll just withdraw the amendment, the substitute.
Okay, the Bird substitute amendment has been withdrawn, so we're back to Terry Goodman's amendment, which I believe strikes number one, the first whereas. Is there further discussion now on the Goodman amendment to strike the first whereas? Any further discussion? All right, hearing none, we can maybe go to a vote. Is there any objection to the Goodman amendment to strike the first whereas? All right, hearing no objection, we'll consider that passed and the whereas is struck. And now we're back to the main motion, the four items of the main motion. And there still is not clarity among members as to whether or not this work group is being formed by the Elections Committee or we're asking it to be formed by the PNB. Is there further clarity anyone can bring to that? Or if Carolyn Burden is listening, can she call in? Laverne, go ahead, please. Okay, let's take a stack. It will be Laverne. Okay. Mary, any others on this stack?
Jane.
Patty?
No, I just got back on the call. I'm sorry. No, I was just
Okay. Okay. Laverne, Mary,
Jane.
Was it Jane? Okay. Let's go with that. Laverne, you're recognized.
Yeah, it seems kind of very kind of clear in terms of. And here says work group shall be formed, consisted of, and has names of members.
I don't know if others are. I'm having a little trouble hearing you, Laverne.
Okay, maybe. Can you hear me now? I'm talking.
Yes, that's better. Thank you.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm still under the weather.
I'm sorry.
I think it means the members of our group, because it's in the quotes, I mean, in the little brackets, it has names of members, and in order to get names of members, it would have to be us. So I think that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could say more, but I won't.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, that's an opinion that it's our work group. Okay, Mary?
I agree, and I think there's some place where it said that this will that we would do this. I can't find this language. But there was something somewhere here where it would be in connection with other committees working on this, which includes governance. There's a governance committee for bylaws amendments. So that presupposes that we are not, if it was supposed to be a network-wide, you wouldn't have to single out any other group. I think the intention was that it be our group.
Thank you very much.
I would favor that.
Go ahead. All right. And Jane.
if that's the case, and it does make sense, then I would like to move to separate item 4, and the items 2 and 3 are basically action items for this, for our committee. And if that's the case, I would like that, I mean, if we don't normally set up work groups in a motion like this, but I suppose there's no reason why we shouldn't. But if that's what we're doing, then.
So you would separate.
Yeah, I would like to move separate
2 and 3.
1, which is not, I mean, that's certainly our recommendation to the PMD,
right. But
items 2 and 3 have to do, if we're talking to ourselves, I'd like to deal with them separately.
Okay, great.
Uh-huh. Okay, so may I just ask one question, if you'll indulge the chair just for a moment. If we separate 4 out in its present wording, I'm not sure it stands alone clearly. Are you suggesting, Jane, that we forward all of this to the PMB, or only like 1 and 4, or what are you suggesting goes to the PMB from this committee?
That's what we're trying to decide here?
Well, no, that's what I'm just trying to clarify in my own mind, because number 4 starts out that in the event of failure to return recommendations and so on, it doesn't give the context necessarily.
That's clear. So I
maybe Mary.
Excuse me, Mary. I'll recognize you in just a moment. Go ahead, Jane.
So if we're going to craft this in language to go to the PMB, in my opinion, it needs to begin with resolve that the elections committee recommends that the definition of unpaid staff shall be uniform through 5 stations, and that responsibility for crafting language for PMB consideration shall be delegated to the elections committee, who shall form a work group to that purpose.
I agree. I think you're right. Mm-hmm. And go ahead. Keep going, Jane. You're on a roll.
And this 4 is kind of hard for me to read, but I guess it comes next.
Uh-huh.
But that's all. It's just one that we recommend that the definition of unpaid staff shall be uniform. 2, that responsibility for the elections committee shall be charged with responsibility for proposing language to that effect.
And creating the working group. Excuse me. I'll recognize. Okay. If you're finished, Jane, I'll recognize Mary, who would like to speak.
Richard would like to be on.
I'm just trying
after.
To get clarity on what Jane said. So I am going to be putting that the election committee shall be charged with responsible. I want to put it like that to form. See, how do we want to word it? We've got now a work group shall be formed. So do you want to say that the elections committee shall be charged with forming a work group? You want it to be like that?
Can I just do one quick thing? This is Melinda, and after 3 years, I was in the original committee that started this, and this is my last meeting, and I just wanted to say thanks, guys. I'm going to have to sign out because I do get up early, but it's been great 3 years.
Melinda, thank you for all your work over these years. We appreciate it, and stick with Pacifica.
If you need me to help out with any of these little ad hoc committees, you know my email address. Just let me know.
Okay.
Thank you, and we'll see you in Houston.
Okay. We miss you.
Now, I'm going to be recognizing Richard in a moment, but Richard, just before I recognize you, I want the secretary,
I just wanted to clarify the language that Jane put forth, so I have it right. That's all I'm trying to do.
Uh-huh. We're going to consider this an amendment from Jane, so we need the wording. Uh-huh. And I think we're on the right track.
Excuse me, Chair, may I speak? I wasn't really very specific. I was hoping that some of the other members were going to make some informative comments.
Good.
I just,
good.
I really just gave you an outline. I didn't give you the final wording.
The wording. Okay.
My recommendation yet.
Let's hold off until then. We have a few more comments. The chair recognizes Richard.
All right. Well, with regard to this, I see, you know, major problems with number four, and we can deal with those later. I mean, I won't get into all the legal problems with the various things that are mentioned there, but in any case, I think that if we do the first three, that sounds like what we're doing is saying to ourselves, okay, if that is going to be a work group we pick, it doesn't seem that we need to do anything more except to prove it and pick a working group and go do it, and then you come back with whatever we come up with, we get the current election committee then to agree to that, and then we make a motion to the PNB saying this needs to be changed in the bylaws. So until we have actually come up with that, I think talking about four is kind of silly, you know, because we don't have a new unified interpretation that we want them to adopt to make into a bylaw. So I think we could just deal with one, two, and three and get rid of four. And then quickly decide to do it, and then, you know, start working on. The problem is, if we're going to pick a working group, though, you know, the time on here is awful quick, given that we're going through a committee transition right now, which will be happening in February when everybody elects new members.
Mm-hmm. Yes. May I just ask, do other members feel that the 1, 2, and 3, we're asking the PNB to kind of ratify our work plan here, aren't we? And the fact that the definition of unpaid staff shall be uniform, but that the elections committee forms a work group on this, and then the work group returns recommendations. It looks like what we're really asking the PMB is to do nothing more than to kind of ratify a work plan, which I don't know if we normally do that, but because this is all stuff that this committee could do without going to the PMB, isn't it?
I think so.
All 1, 2, and 3, yes.
That's what I was trying to get approval.
I mean,
for
forget
that.
About four for now.
Yeah, but do people still want to present it to the PNB for ratification as kind of a work plan for our committee? Is that the idea, or no?
Can I speak to that,
Mary? Yes. All right, now let me just... Okay, why don't we go to Mary and then Jane?
I feel it would be in a report, but not for ratification. There are several things but there are many actions we take that don't require ratification, but they do get reported out so that it's known that we did it. And I think this is one of those cases. I don't think this needs to be ratified. Paragraph 1 may need ratification, because I think we may need the board to pass on that it's going to be uniform throughout the five stations.
Mm-hmm. But okay, Jane?
Two and three, I don't think we need to do that. We don't need ratification.
Okay, Jane, did you ask to be recognized?
I like what you said, that it might be advantageous to ask the PMB to weigh in on this up front, but you know, ratify our work plan. But I also like what Mary just suggested, is simply reporting out that we formed a work group, that, you know, that in recognition of the fact that there are these conflicts, that we have formed a work group. And we will be getting back with them. I think that's a better way to go. And so I move that we strike this motion in its entirety and enter an item into report to the PMB that we've formed in recognition of the problems having to do with definition of unpaid staff, that we have formed a work group and we'll be reporting back to them on this.
You're striking the entire motion, including asking the PNB to say that there shall be uniform definition? You're striking everything?
And that we recommend that the PNB
adopt a policy that the definition of unpaid staff shall be uniform throughout the five stations. Thank you.
Point of information, Mr.
Chair. Well, yeah, just before I recognize Mary, and I think Richard wanted to speak, we should probably formally pass this motion for ourselves. I don't think there's opposition to us forming such a work group and doing these things, but it can be passed not for ratification, but just reporting to report it out that this committee has passed a motion to do this and so on. Jane, would you be opposed to us?
No, I'm not opposed to it. That's fine.
Yeah.
As long as, has somebody already made a motion to strike number four?
Richard
well,
was on the way to doing that.
Yeah, there may be a motion to separate that, and then we can deal with it separately. In fact, did you, Jane, you were going to, I think, separate four out, weren't you?
Yes, but I would be just as soon to just move to strike four.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so are you changing your motion then? Instead of striking the whole thing, that you are going to move to strike number four?
Yes, and to, yes, and that that item one, that the should be changed to say that we recommend that the PMB, excuse me, I'm sorry, it is getting late. Just go ahead, committee, go ahead. It's 10:30. I shouldn't be allowed to speak anymore, okay?
Well, you've done a good job. But I think you're saying that the Elections Committee recommend that the PNB establish a policy that unpaid staff definitions, or the definition of unpaid staff, shall be uniform throughout the five stations.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, could we just say that we urge the PNB
we recommend
to could we even be a little stronger, or do we have to just stick with recommend, that the PNB affirm that the definition of unpaid staff should be uniform throughout the five stations?
Okay, we're getting a little informal here, so let's just see if other members feel marginalized. Other members, is there any objection to the wording of number one, that the PNB Elections Committee, urge the PMB to affirm that the definition of unpaid staff shall be uniform throughout the five stations?
Yeah. To mandate that the unpaid staff definition.
Okay. To mandate.
The PMB to mandate, and then the rest of it is as stated.
Uh-huh.
Yes, there is objection.
Okay, there's an objection. So, you know, we're going to have to handle these one at a time. So I'm going to do it this way. Let's get the wording of one before we strike four or do anything else. So
do I have to be a I'm sorry to be this pain in the neck, but we did come to the time. Do we want to extend?
Well, that's your job. No, thank you. That's your job. Is there a recommendation to extend time on this item?
15 minutes.
Okay.
15 minutes. Okay. Any objection? Hearing none, we'll extend for 15 minutes. Now, let's look at this wording for number one, and I did hear an objection. I'll recognize Terry Goodman.
Yes, the unpaid staff, well, the definition of staff is in the bylaw, and so if we go to the PMB and ask them to do something before we have a specific plan in mind, it opens a can of worms. It has to be for them to consider it either a recommendation for a policy on interpreting the bylaws or a recommendation for a bylaws change. So I don't think that we should approach the PMB until the work group has reported.
Other discussion.
For our own purposes, number one is fine the way it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I take your
My ear
on the stack.
Okay, Richard, just a moment. My earplug fell out here. Okay.
It's Carol Wolf. I just have to leave the call now.
I'm sorry. Who was that?
Carol Wolf. I have to leave the call.
Okay, Carol.
Sorry.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're
appreciate
welcome.
It.
Thank you all.
Yeah.
Good
Thank
night.
Thank you so
yes.
much for being here.
Yes.
Bye.
Okay. Let's go to other discussion. I'll recognize Richard around this first whereas. Go ahead. I don't mean the first whereas, the first resolved, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Go ahead, Richard.
I think, in line with what Terry said, that, and given the politics as I know them on the PNB, I think that it's silly to send this up to them with that without a specific definition, because I'll just tell you my current definition of Pacifica is Confederate Stations of Pacifica, because our central government is like the Confederate States of America, doesn't do much in terms of dealing with the individual entities. And I'm afraid, given that analysis, as I've seen play out over and over and over again, that those that don't want uniformity, and there are many, would want to fight it here, and some of the other people, not knowing where we were going with it, might go along or abstain. I think we should do what Terry said and just do 2 and 3 for ourselves, come up with a definition that we think is appropriate, get it checked out, and make sure it's solid and sound and makes sense, and then you present it. And then I think, then the battle will take place at the PNB on the real issue and not on just the shadow of the issue. And then we'll see where it comes out. But I think that we should just deal with 2 and 3 and move on.
If I could call on myself for just a moment. My problem here is that it isn't really the definition of unpaid staff. To me, it's the definition of the voting rights of unpaid staff being uniform. And by that I mean, if a collective is formed around, let's say, Southeast Asia, and there are 14 members of the collective, does that mean that all members of that collective have voting rights because they're in an unpaid staff collective, whereas another collective may have 5 members who produce a show? So in some ways, the definition of unpaid staff to me is not as important as determining the voting rights of unpaid staff, for instance, limiting votes in a single collective and that kind of thing. So to me, this is not clear either.
I think in a way you're parsing words on that, just in the sense that the way I understand it, if you were considered unpaid staff, you get to vote. Mm-hmm. Now, you may be in a collective and you may not be considered unpaid staff. So I think when we get that definition, it may have to undertake that nuance. But I think the whole issue is if you are unpaid staff, you get to vote.
Yeah, but
what is unpaid staff? Somebody who's part of a collective but maybe doesn't do much? I mean, that's something that has to be looked at. And I agree.
I understand. Okay, all right. I retract my comment. Okay, I think, was it Mary who was next? Go ahead.
Yeah, I really think that's a totally different question about collectives. Whether people call themselves a collective or whether they show up to do an individual show, the issue is how much work they do. It doesn't matter if they do it in conjunction with others or all by themselves.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter whether they have airtime or don't. They could be board ops and whatever.
Yeah,
so
I agree.
That's not the definition of whether they have collectives with more or less people. It's the definition of, and we do have a real
whether
problem.
They're doing
3 months
work
in 1 year is vastly different from 3 months in 30 hours in a year is different from 30 hours in 3 months, and we're facing that situation. So at present, we effectively have 2 classes of unpaid staff. We have KPFAs and everybody else's, and we have to have uniformity in this the next time round. So however we achieve it, I take Terry's point, and he's very. I certainly see that, but I'm very loath not to put something in right now about that. No matter what else we do, that I think this next board has to address this immediately, because this is a vast difference in voting rights: a year versus 3 months of work.
Okay, is there further discussion I'm starting to get tired myself, so to refresh my memory, we have a motion, I should say it's really an amendment before us, and Terry, would you, or Mary, refresh our memories what the exact wording of this amendment is?
I would prefer that Terry did it because I can only...
Terry, are you still with us?
Yeah, but I'm not sure where you are. Where, was there a... There, was
right?
Did we vote on striking the first whereas?
Yeah, that
okay.
We did that.
Yeah. No, this is around the first resolve, that the definition of unpaid staff... paragraph one. And what was your... As I recall, you're the one who had the amendment around paragraph one, the first resolve, right?
That's what I thought.
No, I could develop one, but...
I thought you moved to strike it.
No. There was a motion to change the language so that it would be presented to the PMB.
Correct.
And I objected to that.
Okay.
That's right.
That was withdrawn.
Okay, yeah, and then I withdrew that.
Okay. So at the present time, the first three resolves are pretty much, the question is, the first resolve...
Well, I can offer a substitute language for that.
Please do.
Okay, resolve that the Elections Committee recognizes that the definition of unpaid staff that fairness requires that the definition of unpaid staff for the purpose of delegate elections should be uniform throughout the five stations.
Okay.
Did you get that, Mary?
The definition of unpaid staff for purposes of delegate elections shall be uniform throughout the in all five stations. Network? What is it?
No, it should be. Resolved that the Elections Committee recognizes that fairness requires that the definition of unpaid staff for the purposes of delegate elections should be uniform throughout the five stations.
Throughout the five stations, But it's for purposes of delegate elections because you might have other definitions for other purposes.
He said that, I think.
So that we can have a policy that does not infringe upon any union agreements.
Right.
Okay, now let's just see if there's any further discussion or clarification needed or anything over Terry Goodman's wording for paragraph one, the first resolve here. Is there any discussion or clarification needed, or can we go to a vote? Hearing no discussion requests, is there any objection to that wording that Terry just put out and that the secretary has accurately recorded?
Point of order.
Go ahead, please.
Is there a majority of a quorum remaining on the call?
I think it's well taken.
Chair, this is Gatewood. I have to say goodnight.
Oh dear. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay, Jane, you've been very helpful tonight. Thanks a million. Thank you.
Okay,
but you didn't object when it was asked.
What was it?
Time. No, she didn't object. She hadn't left yet.
I agree with the language. I just don't know that we need to send anything to the PMB right now. But I approve 100% with the language that Terry just gave.
Oh, okay.
And I also thought that there were some nuances to what Mary was saying that convinced me that we really shouldn't be sending anything to the PMB right now, because there are some complexities that need to be fleshed out. Good night.
Okay, great. So you weighed in. Okay, so...
Okay, I'm going to...
the last word. No.
We have...
Pardon me? Okay, well, I'm going to rule that Jane's vote can be registered in this, because she actually made it clear her vote even before she got off. But let's just see... Are we ready to...
We have six people, Mr. Chair, and I think Terry was asking, do we still have... That certainly is...
That's a majority of the quorum that is established.
Right.
I believe that works.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we need is a majority.
Whatever, if all of them vote, you need the number of people passing
them
have to be a majority of the quorum.
We would have to have at least five, right?
Quorum is eight. Quorum is
so
eight,
therefore
so you
five. Isn't that not right?
No, four would do.
Oh, okay, fine.
Thanks.
Okay. Well, the chair is a little confused on what we're going to do with it, but let's pass it and see then what we decide to do.
Right.
Let's go. Is there any objection to accepting Terry Goodman's wording for resolve paragraph number one?
No.
Hearing no objection, that will be the wording for one.
Okay.
Now, what we do with it eventually, I think, is still undetermined.
Okay.
Now, two and three, the question I think this committee has is whether or not we want to forward those to the PNB as just information from them to know what our work plan is. Go ahead, Mary.
Well, is there anybody else on the stack? I'll defer to
You started to speak, so I'll recognize you. Go ahead.
What I think we should do with those is report. If we report them, that we also report work in progress. This is not defined. And the reason we're not going ahead with it is we're not sure what Carolyn meant by this wording. So I don't know what we can do further tonight. I think we really would need to find out what her intentions were with regard to paragraph two. And I think that all we need to report is that, you know, by our February meeting, we will have resolved, you know, we will have dealt with this, but this is in progress.
Okay.
Because we have done that. We put things in progress, and that's where
right.
I think this goes. We can't finish it tonight, so, but we do want to let them know that we're working on it.
Okay. While it's not a formal motion, is there some kind of consensus that the committee has that two and three could be reported out as a work in progress?
Mm-hmm. This is Laverne.
Yeah, Laverne, go ahead.
Just briefly, I agree with what you're saying, but also I thought we had resolved in terms of what number two meant.
We had resolved what?
What number two, in terms of names of members in the work group, I thought that had been resolved. And I thought I heard Mary speaking to the fact that we didn't know what it was. And I thought we'd basically resolved that ourselves, and we were moving ahead with that. Then that, you know, it's the working group within the elections committee.
Check. I know you and I did, Laverne, but I'm not
sure if we
voted on it.
There was no vote. I think there was just general consensus that that's generally what we thought is the theory, and that we just need to move forward.
Can you speak up, Laverne? I'm having a little trouble hearing you. What did you just say?
You can't hear. Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah, that's better.
Okay, mm-hmm. I'm sorry. that I thought that we had resolved what was meant in number two as far as it being a working group of the elections committee. And therefore, we can just make that as part of the statement and just move forward on it.
Yes.
I didn't think that we needed to discuss that again and that was an open item.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. But it can be reported to the PNB in these. If the chair's report wants to include that, she could include it, I guess.
Yes, I agree. I agree
yeah.
with what you had said. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. And then, as far as number four, this probably should be postponed at this point, right?
Yeah,
or,
I think we did that.
Yeah.
Well, there was never a formal motion to strike that.
I think Jane did. Let's see. And Richard did.
Did the minutes show that was voted on?
Well, that's what I'm looking here.
Yeah.
I'm looking here.
Terry on stack?
I'll recognize. Richard, did you ask to be recognized before Terry said that? No.
Maybe. times that I've done that, you haven't caught me, and I don't know.
Okay, I'm going to recognize Terry first, and then we'll go to Richard. Terry.
Yes, I move to divide the question and postpone consideration of item four until our next meeting.
Okay, that will be, because I don't see
if
we actually did act. Okay.
Yeah, okay. I that's well taken, and that's a motion before the body to divide out four and to postpone it to the next meeting of the committee.
Yeah, we
any discuss
never go ahead. That.
Okay. Any discussion? I don't know. Richard, do you have any comment? You were on the stack, but do you have any comment on this motion to divide and postpone for?
It needs to be divided because it's very problematic anyway.
Right. Okay.
But, yeah, so I'm glad to separate that out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there may not be any need for further discussion. Is there anyone asking to be recognized for discussion on this?
And we take out the final and of three.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Okay, hearing no further discussion. Oh, wait, I have a good idea here. The semicolon should become a period. Okay.
I got that.
Okay, good. Wonderful, wonderful.
Down and the period drops down, and you save half the semicolon and use.
I've done all the artwork on my computer.
Okay, good for you. Okay.
Mr. Chair, I move to divide the semicolon.
So ordered.
Is that in the quarters? It's already.
Patty, go to your room. Okay, now.
I'll go with you, Patty.
Here's what we're doing. If there's no further discussion on the motion, on the Terry Goodman motion to divide and postpone number four, we'll go to a vote. Is there any objection to that motion?
No.
Hearing none, that motion passes, and the minutes should reflect that number four is postponed for further consideration.
Right. We are out of time with this. Overtime,
point of information?
Yes, go ahead, please. Who's speaking?
This is Serene.
Oh, Serene. Come on.
Welcome.
Thank you.
I didn't know you were on. Welcome.
A little while ago, just before Melinda left, I think. So we are voting on these now as separate issues. So we're going to re-vote it on the amendment on one, and we're now going to vote on the three remaining. Well, on the remaining. Number one, and then two and three are for internal use, correct?
Well, I believe, now the committee can correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems to me that we took a position in number one about some kind of uniform definition throughout the five stations, and that would be forwarded to the PNB in the chair's report to them. And that one, two, and three would all be reported to the PNB. Two and three more as reports to them as committee business in progress.
So that all three of them are considered part of the same motion, and we're not going to vote on the first three parts, the fourth part having been separated and dismissed or whatever the term.
Yeah, but we already have voted.
We voted on number one as substitute language, but we haven't voted on it. Or at least I think I heard Terry offer the language, and
we voted on that
as a substitute for the original number one.
I see. The point is well taken. I think you're saying that amendment passed, but now we would have to vote on the package of the three. We have voted to divide, so four is no longer before us. But your point is well taken, that we now need to vote on the entire motion?
No.
Is that your point? Wait, Mary, just a moment. Wait, Mary, please help us here. Shireen, is that your point?
It's part of the question. I want to know whether, in fact, it seemed to me that we voted on one, that there was some separation happening, although no one called it that. Because there was a vote on one and an amendment, and then voted on two and three, and then four there was an agreement to remove four as being
separate,
or whatever.
Yeah, we separated it out and postponed,
Okay. In effect, it seemed to me that we were separating the other portions, although we didn't call it that.
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
But maybe
not. Yeah.
But anyway, we're going to vote on the first three now, correct?
Yes, I think your point is well taken, that now that one is amended and it becomes part of a motion here that includes one, two, and three, and the I don't know if it was an informal agreement that it would be part of the report to the PMB. I think that's right. So if there's no objection from any member of the committee, we could now look at the motion, the original motion, take any comments, and then vote on it. That would include 1 as amended, 2, and 3. Any discussion of that? Okay, hearing no discussion.
It's not so much a discussion as a, I don't know whether this is parliamentary inquiry or what, but I'm wondering if before we undertake this, if there should be some, I know we've talked in previous meetings about overlap with the governance committee, and we're actually looking at a bylaws change on this.
Right.
Because the bylaws were pretty clear in terms of how they define staff, and we know that two stations have bodies, organizations for unpaid staff, and that they have two different definitions, and that the other three stations use another definition. And that seems to me, well, that was very deliberately created in the bylaws. So we are talking about, in effect, about changing the bylaws, changing the language of the bylaws. And there's a whole process that that requires, including because it affects the rights of members, having a vote by the people affected, which in this case would be the entire class of staff voters. And it just seems to me that it's the kind of thing that we would want to interact with the governance committee on. I thought that was sort of the purpose of setting up that arrangement.
Mary, one moment, Mary. I'll recognize you, but one moment. Okay, so we have been moving along. I'm actually, as chair, I'm going to rule that this motion is in order because it's looking at issues directly related to elections, which come under the purview of this committee. It doesn't preclude collaborating with other committees and other entities, but that because this motion deals directly with elections, that the motion would be in order for consideration by this committee.
Okay, I didn't mean to suggest. I don't think I used language that really suggested that. I thought the motion was out.
Oh, I may have misunderstood you, yeah.
Yeah, I said I had a point of parliamentary inquiry, which is I'm not sure that the way we're handling the subject, and it is a subject that needs to be to be further discussed, I'm not sure that this is necessarily the most effective way. And I'm concerned about language which suggests that we're going to be using different definitions of the word staff for different purposes, which is reminiscent of the suggestion that unions, the unpaid staff organizations in both A and in New York, should simply be unrecognized for a period of time. You know, and I hope that's not where we're going with this again, because it doesn't seem to me to be very labor-friendly. But I do have those concerns. And it seems to me that, yes, certainly it does affect people's ability to vote, so it is an election issue. But one of the points of setting up a joint task force, or whatever it was called, I don't remember the language we used, with the bylaws committee was that, with the governance committee, rather, was that when we're looking at issues that are so heavily involved, the bylaws, and not just the technical mechanism of the ballots and who does this and who does that and how the job of an election supervisor is structured, that we would have that interaction at this level before taking it to the PNB, which has more than enough on its plate already, it seems to me, without, a really broad discussion in committees where the work can actually get done about what it is we want to achieve and what is the best way for all concerned about getting those results.
Okay. You...
Point of order.
Terry, yes, go ahead.
The member raised the discussion as a point of parliamentary inquiry, and I believe the chair has answered the inquiry.
That's what I tried to do.
So we can move on.
Okay. Yeah, I, Shireen, out of respect, I did consider it a parliamentary inquiry, and that's why I did rule that it was in order for this committee to deal with this. It's a work in progress, so I think we can move ahead. We have the three paragraphs of this motion. Is there any further discussion of it? Hearing no request to be recognized, is there any objection to passing this motion?
This is Serena. I'd like to vote no.
Okay. Yes, well taken. Should we call the roll, or can... there's just so few of us. Would you call the roll, Mary?
Yeah, I should call the roll just to see who's here.
So. Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be a little depressing, but we'll call the roll.
I will vote yes. Carolyn Burden, are you here? Jane Gatewood is not here, correct? Terry Goodman.
Yes.
Patty Heffley.
Yes.
Melinda is no longer here. Richard?
Yes.
Serene.
Serene votes no.
You vote
can
no.
You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, thanks.
Let's see. And Harrison, you never got on the call, did you? Harrison Weil is not here. Okay. Ted Weiskel is not here. Don White?
Yes.
And LaVarne Williams? LaVarne, are you muted or?
Passed out.
No, she didn't. She usually would say.
She may not be listening at this point.
LaVarne Williams, are you extant? Are you listening? Well, I guess what? She's not here? Do I take it that she's not here?
That's right. If she doesn't respond, she can't vote.
Okay. Well, I've tried my best. Okay.
That's right.
LaVarne, going, gone. Okay. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yes and 1 no.
All right. All we need is a majority of the original quorum, so we'll consider that passed.
Point of order.
Go ahead, Terry.
Yes, the rules of order require that when a committee is formed, the no other business may be considered until the committee is staffed. I am moving for a suspension of that rule so that the committee can be staffed when we have more members on the call.
That's very reasonable.
Yeah, wait a second.
This is a majority vote, isn't it, Terry?
It's actually two-thirds. It
has to be two-thirds. Two-thirds. All right.
I don't actually...
So there's... Excuse me, Mary, do you want to be recognized?
No, I just want the clarification of the language.
Oh, as secretary. Okay. Go ahead. Would you repeat that, Terry?
Yeah, could you please? I didn't...
Yeah, the rules of orders say that no other business is in order when a committee is formed until it is staffed. And so I am moving for a suspension of the rules so that we can staff this committee at our next meeting.
Okay, I see.
Rather than deal with it now.
I see what you're saying.
Mary, did you get that?
Yeah, when a committee is formed, I just want to write it down.
And I presume that it
applies.
And Terry, this...
Therefore... You're moving to suspend the rules and postpone this committee formation till next meeting, right?
Yeah. And it would be a...
two-thirds.
It would appear as a special rule on our next agenda.
Okay.
Would you include that in a minute so Carolyn Burden realizes that that's necessary?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is debatable, Terry, right?
Yes.
Yes. Is there discussion over this motion to suspend the rules? Any discussion? hearing no one asking to be recognized, we can go directly to a vote. Is there any objection to this motion? Hearing no objection, we'll consider it passed unanimously.
And
now, I think... Oh, yes. Yes, of course. Shireen?
I just wanted to ask Mary, I know you guys are going to be voting at the end of the week, and whoever's set to convene the first meeting, or I don't even remember how we do the transition, when each committee is repeopled. But if you could make a special note to send that person the information about the need to people this task force early in the first meeting in February, that would be a good thing.
Okay, so you're asking to have to send what information now?
This motion.
Oh, yeah.
The motion that was just passed, as well as the motion suspending the rules about the need to people it at that same meeting. So that whoever convenes the first meeting of, you know,
but send it
of the
to
new
whom
body.
Now? Send it to people who are outgoing? Send it to all the new committee people?
No, send it to, well, I would say certainly send it to all the directors who will be known at the end of this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Because you guys are going to do your election.
Presumably, yeah.
Well, I hope at least
I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah.
The good Lord willing. And
we're going to staff committees, I think, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Send it to all the directors and all the committee members, the new committee members, right?
Well, you won't know all the new committee members because people are then going to leave Houston and come back to their local areas to conduct their local elections.
Our LSB meeting isn't until February 10th.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Right, right. We can't send it to the others yet.
Carry on, Zach.
Okay.
Okay, before we go to Terry, Mary, do you understand Shireen's request?
Well, I'm thinking you just send those last two motions to all the directors, at least.
That's what I was hoping to clear up.
That's what you meant, right?
May I speak?
Okay, Terry, you're recognized.
Yes, at the PMB meeting, the director members of the elections committee will be chosen, and one director will be chosen as convener, and Shireen would like to make sure that this information gets to the convener.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what, okay, so I've got it.
But because people are often overwhelmed, it wouldn't hurt to send it to all the directors who are elected to this committee, so that if one person forgets, someone else can remind them.
Right.
I don't know that any of us who are on the call now will be on this committee in February.
I don't know either.
Right.
That's right.
I'd like to be, but who knows? Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Now, members of the committee, I think we have to evaluate the rest of this agenda. I don't know about others. What time is it in New York right now?
It's 11:15.
11:15. The next agenda item is the elections timeline. And is this something that this committee would like to go ahead with now? And then we have four part-time elections-related work, a request to hire a person part-time is following that. And then we have an agenda item on a general discussion of the general state of the elections and democracy that was proposed tonight and added. So how much of this remaining agenda are we going to be able to process?
Mr. Chair?
Go ahead, Mary.
I would move that we postpone the rest of the agenda. We're down to six and out of 15, and so I don't know. I think that's... I would move that we postpone the rest of the agenda until next meeting, and that we adjourn now. Well, I won't put the adjournment on, but I'll move that we postpone the rest of the agenda items until next meeting.
Oh, that is the same as moving to
adjourn. It's the same. But you can't.
It's a very fine point.
Because you can discuss it. Although you have nothing to talk about.
Adjournment is not debatable. So
that's right. So, okay, there's a motion before us. Okay, let me just get the motion out, and then I'll recognize you. There's a motion to postpone the remainder of this agenda to the next meeting. Shireen.
I just have a point of information. I wasn't able to join the call earlier, but I'm assuming Les Radke was on?
No, he couldn't.
No, he was not. I hate to report this, but apparently he's been quite ill and almost incommunicado. So it's been impossible to even to get a hold of him for most people, and apparently he's not well. So he did not. We did have an excellent report, Shireen, from the National, the Technical Advice and Support Work Group, Art Spasny and Jack Van Aken. That was an extremely good report, but Lester Radke was not on the call.
I suspect the election process may have something to do with his state of unwellness. It's quite difficult.
I hate to say that. Yeah,
would are correct.
Do we have a copy of the final report?
We have a copy of the final. I asked.
It's an interim report. I don't think it's final.
Well, we have. It's very close to final. There's a few changes we had from him. And from the KPFA local supervisors, and the others have all turned in reports. He was going to send these to Carolyn for distribution. I don't know if he ever got to do it because I'm not sure when he took sick.
Have you guys seen the interim report?
We have his report, and that's been posted, I think, on the list here. That and
I looked in the file section earlier. I didn't see it. If someone can sort of direct me, I'd be interested in reading it.
Terry, I think you said the things were in the file.
I haven't seen the report of the National Election Supervisor. And if there was one, I'm wondering why we were referred to the alternative.
What alternative?
The report from Ilya.
Well, I think that's a different...
That was about a very specific thing.
That's not the same thing.
I'm sorry, the report from whom?
The individual from Wide Vision or whatever who helped with the technical aspect of it, specifically the software that that takes the output from the scanner and puts it into the Choice Plus Pro so it can be tabulated.
Well, wasn't that Art Stasny who referred us to that? That was part of his report, as I recall.
Okay, but other than the reports from A and T that I've seen on the net, do we have any elections reports? Even the interim report that was just referenced.
May I just inquire, Terry, hasn't Casey Peters issued his local state?
I posted that to our group.
Yeah, that's what, yeah. So yeah, that, I was sure that's what I was reading was his final report.
Is it there as a file? Is that what you're saying?
I'll see if it's a file.
Well, how did you post it?
I attached it to the message.
But did you post it to the elections list?
Yeah, I think the Google list.
The Google list. Yeah, that's. Yeah.
Oh, okay, not the internal list. Okay.
But I don't know if all... I know from Les Radke that all the local supervisors turned in their reports and that he has them. And
yes.
The problem that I heard him talk about, because I was in a meeting with him a week ago Monday, and it was simply that the file was so huge, it was over 100 pages, and so he was going to be sending them out individually, the five local reports, and then his. But I think he must have gotten sick. I never got it, so I don't know if anybody got it, but I think maybe he got sick and didn't get it done. That's what I'm...
Okay.
I don't know. But they are all done for sure. I haven't found them. They're not posted on the station website.
Have all the people paid?
That I don't know.
Terry, I don't have any email from you at all today.
No, not today. It was weeks ago. or maybe even a month ago. It was after the elections.
Okay, would you just send it to me again? Could you just send it to me directly. Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a motion before us to postpone the rest of this agenda to the next meeting. Is there any further discussion on this motion? Hearing none, can we go to a vote? Those in favor of the motion to postpone the rest of this agenda to the next meeting, is there any objection? Hearing none, we can consider that motion passed. I think probably a motion to adjourn would be in order.
Okay,
if anyone is still...
Richard, is that you? Was that
Richard,
you?
This is,
you're fading
your...
fast, man. Was that you?
That was Richard.
Richard.
That's what I say. Was it Richard?
Yeah, Richard. Okay.
Okay.
Any objections to the motion to adjourn? Well, thank you all very much for participating.
Don, yes. Thank you for chairing just a short time.
Yes,
thank you.
I don't know what happened to Carolyn.
Tiny moments. Thank you.
I just stuck it out until she called, and she never did. Okay, it was my pleasure, and thanks a lot. And
did a good job. Thank you.
Yes,
yeah, thank you
did.
Very much.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Night.
Good night.
Thank you, Don, very much.
Yeah, thank you.
It was a pleasure.
Not as much as getting off the call, right?